This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Sunday the recent flooding in Europe is terrifying. She promised swift financial assistance for one of the hardest hit regions in her country. As the death toll reached 184 across Europe, including 157 in Germany, Merkel said the German language could barely describe the devastation that had taken place. As rescue workers continued their search for missing people, a district in Bavaria of southern Germany was hit by flash flooding that killed at least one person. In the worst-hit Ahrweiler district south of Cologne, about 110 people have been killed, with more bodies expected to be found there as floodwaters recede, according to police. The floods began on Wednesday and have mainly hit the states of Rhineland-Palatinate, North Rhine-Westphalia, and parts of Belgium, where the death toll stands at 27. Entire communities have been left without power or communications. Pope Francis made his first public appearance since returning to the Vatican midweek after an 11-day hospital stay, telling well-wishers they should take a break and switch off from the stresses of modern life. While speaking from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis said in his weekly address, quote, "Let us put a halt to the frantic running around dictated by our agendas and turn off our mobile phones." The 84-year-old Pope had colon surgery on July 4th. It was the first time that Francis has faced a significant health concern during his 8-year papacy. In his Sunday address, the Pope mentioned some of the events dominating world headlines. He urged an end to the recent public unrest in South Africa and called for peace and dialogue in Cuba after the unprecedented protests rocked the communist-run country. You're listening to VOA News.